I first recorded my very, very first podcast episode ever. I was between three people and I made a decision right at the end based on who I felt wanted it and loved aviation the most and who just had the passion. We didn't meet in person until a year later in 2017 or 2018.
Maybe, at Oshkosh.
And we met at Oshkosh and we stayed friends. And today we're still great friends. And he was one of the people I said in the prior episodes that was missing from Oshkosh this year that I missed.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. This is our part three of our Oshkosh adventure episode. On our first episode, we talked about just my European trip and then flying direct to Oshkosh, a little bit about how it was when I first got there and a little bit about Oshkosh in general and this year and how it was a little different for me. Episode two, we talked about Mosaic and the massive changes that happened. But episode three, we're going to be talking about two other things. First off, we want to congratulate somebody for winning something, Carson. And who is that?
That would be the winner of Strass Financial's scholarship.
And his Fly to Success Scholarship 2025.
Man, we've talked about it for so long leading up to it. And you were the one that got to look at every one of those, didn't you?
I did. I was the one who made the final decision. And I had to sift through about 12. And there were several that were just high quality.
That's a tough decision to be honest, come down to.
Yeah, I mean, I was between three people and I made a decision right at the end based on who I felt wanted it and loved aviation the most and who just had the passion. I was looking for somebody who had passion for aviation. Passion for aviation doesn't just come through when you talk, it comes through with your creativity and it comes through with the way that you talk about something. It's just a feeling you get. This passion.
It's the wave.
It's the wave.
It's the wave.
Three episodes in a row, we got this down. It's the wave, buddy. It's the wave.
Well, it's not something you can fake, you know? When you see someone who really loves aviation, you see it in their eyes. They're really just excited to talk about it and tell someone about it or connect with someone about it. It's huge. So I know you announced it there, but say it again.
All right. I want to say congratulations again. And I've said it to you on video. I said it to you on LinkedIn. I'm going to say it to you again on the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Congratulations to Sean Galloway. You really, truly, I get goosebumps again. Two times in two episodes. Look at that. Really on getting that scholarship for $10,000. That was double last year's scholarship amount. I'm looking forward already to next year and giving that $10,000 away again. It was phenomenal seeing his passion for aviation and the way that he went about it in his testimonial. And don't think this is going to be a way to win for next year, by the way. But he made part of his entire pitch a checklist. And he talked through the reasons why as a checklist. Like he talked about it from an aviator's perspective. And I could tell that he was learning still. And he was learning a lot. And he was going through the process. And I just felt a connection when I was still learning. And it just gave me that feeling of this guy wants it and he's going to get it. And hopefully we made his life a little bit easier in the meantime. So congratulations again to Sean. Very proud to have you as our scholarship recipient and looking forward to meeting you in person, hopefully one day soon. I don't know when that'll be. We don't have anything scheduled, but I'm sure we'll run across each other's path at some point.
Yeah, it's huge. Congratulations to Sean. That's life-changing. I got a scholarship for $5,000 and that's the only way I was able to get my private. It was huge. And getting a $10,000 scholarship, that can pay for so much. So
yeah,
especially after everything we talked about with Mosaic last week.
Yeah. It'll even pay for even more in the future. Obviously, like I said, Mosaic's not changing anything today because we still need the new aircraft and those types of things. But eventually, it's going to change a lot.
So,
all right. The other thing I want to talk about was something that came up on my history the other day, and I'm going to pull it up on my phone. When I was at Oshkosh, I was looking at like what happens at Oshkosh. You always get like the same like Facebook post and stuff like that.
This many years ago,
you did this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I saw this thing come up and July 22nd, 2016, I first recorded my very, very first podcast episode ever in 2016. So it was 9 years ago, I recorded my first podcast for my friend, Mike Harris. And that was the Why We Fly podcast. And when I first reached out to Mike, he only had like 10 or 12 episodes. And I was like, wow, he's this big hotshot on the podcast because I hear him on my car driving to work, right? And I didn't realize how small his podcast was at that time. Obviously, it's pretty small. He didn't even have 15 episodes out when I contacted him.
You don't know that before you get into podcasts.
No, you don't know that. When I first recorded, I bet you he had like 100 people ever listened. Maybe even less, maybe like 30 people that ever listened, and I happen to be one of them. But I sent him an email, and he reached back out to me and said, oh yeah, I'm not going to Oshkosh this year. Do you want to record an Oshkosh episode for me? I said, sure, maybe. I don't know, how do I do that? And I was so nervous, and I said, how do I do it? He said, oh, just record it on your phone and send me the audio clip. What? And now we've got like full setups and
mics. It's not something I thought would happen.
No, I would not have recorded on my phone, but I recorded, it was like 15 minutes, or no, it was 10 minutes I recorded. And
you didn't have the stamina you do.
No, I mean, I didn't know what to talk about, to be honest. Honestly, I should go back and listen to that episode. It's probably pretty neat. I remember doing it though.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
I remember I flew my Cessna 172 to Oshkosh, and I was there with my son Austin and his mom, and we were camping under the wing. It was my first year I flew into Oshkosh.
That's cool.
So, I mean, everything was new. I've been to Oshkosh two other times prior to that, but it was my first time flying into Oshkosh, so I really had a lot to talk about, obviously, but apparently only 10 minutes worth. I did do two episodes. I think I did an episode 16 and an episode 17. But in episode 16, I talked about the arrival, and I believe the episode 17, Why We Fly, I talked about like what was going on and what we saw and what there was to do, things like that. But I remember sitting, I had my whole camp set up and I had under my wing and I had plane tied down into the ground. And I remember sitting on the chairs and watching the airplanes go by, and we were in like the perfect spot, parking spot. It was super close to the really nice showers. It was super close to the grounds. And nowadays they won't let a 172 park there. They'll only let home-built airplanes park there. So I got lucky when I parked in there.
Oh, that's where the home-built section is now?
Now that, yeah, that's where it's at. So I will never get to park there ever again because I'll never fly a home-built to Oshkosh. And if I do, I won't camp with it. It was just a special time. But I remember sitting in that seat and recording the podcast, just talking on my phone like this. Just, oh, hi. Hi, I'm Brandon Martin. Welcome to Why You Fly Podcast. Yeah. And I had no idea what I was doing. And Mike put this as the comments. Guest host Brandon Martini reports on his trip to EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2016 in the Cessna 172 with his family from California to Wisconsin. Brandon also talks about his arrival and initial impressions of Oshkosh 2016. And Mike puts, thanks for sharing, Brandon. Wish I was there. And from that point, Mike and I had never met before. We didn't meet in person until a year later in 2017 or 2018.
Maybe. At Oshkosh?
And we met at Oshkosh. And we stayed friends. And today we're still great friends. And he was one of the people I said in the prior episodes that was missing from Oshkosh this year that I missed. We get to see his business partner, Matt, there. And got to hang out with Matt. Matt's a blast to hang out with. He's like the most genuine good guy ever. And it's just his energy is infectious. Yeah. And insightful. I mean, just a smile he brings.
Those guys are fun.
Both of them bring just this level of excitement around. So you always enjoy being with the M&M crew is what I like to call them. But yeah, so we were having a blast. And I remember recording that first episode thinking, oh, I need to get a lot of experience before I can do this ever. And 2016 was the year that I started my flight school as well. That's the year I started NextGen. And I started NextGen, yeah. I started NextGen in the supply closet room of an airport. So it was like
Harry Potter, like the bedroom under the stairs. That was literally you.
Everything has changed, right? So with that being said, I think I started that like a month later. We started NextGen. I believe it was in September of that year we started Next Gen.
So you flew 2-0 Juliet.
I flew 2-0 Juliet all the way there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
We might have gotten the office and I just took the airplane. We might have gotten the office in February of 2016. I can't really remember. I'd have to look all the records, but I remember really launching the school mostly in September of 2016. So this was right before that. This was kind of my last, like, I figured, oh, I'm going to be too busy with work from now forward. And I was still working a full-time career as an insurance appraiser back then. So I would leave every day and get in a car and going to Starbucks because there was no internet at EA. They didn't have Wi-Fi in 2016 across the whole place. And if they did, it wasn't very good. Yeah. So I would have to go to Starbucks and I would use their Wi-Fi and I would go spend the morning at Starbucks and I'd get all my paperwork done. And I'd spend hours at my laptop at Starbucks and I'd drink a whole bunch of Starbucks and I'd come back and I'd go hang out for the day and have a great time. Nothing's changed. I still work at Oshkosh every single year.
Yeah.
There were a couple of years I didn't work, which was nice.
I think the next time you go, you'll have to really take a break from work.
I think so. But it's hard because there's a lot of clients that we meet there now. But luckily, Gustavo in our Stratus School of Relations Department has kind of taken over that. And I know Leslie has as well from our chief marketing officer. So there's a lot of things that have been changing. And it's been fun, to be honest. I can't believe that looking back at me recording those little episodes back then would turn into, I don't know how many episodes we have out. This will be our 189th or 190th episode, something like that. We'll need 10 more episodes and we'll hit 200. I mean, that's crazy. I can't believe we're finally...
That's a feat.
Up to 200. I remember when Carson and I started, I said that we wanted to do 100 episodes in our first year. Remember that? That was our goal. And we did something like 96 or something.
We got so close.
We got so close.
We were so tired.
The goal was to do 2 a week. It was, I think, on Wednesdays and Fridays, we'd release an episode, or Tuesday and Friday, whatever it used to be. And then we moved to Fridays only. And thank goodness we have. It's made it a lot more manageable and easy to understand.
Who knew we'd get so busy?
Yeah, man, we've gotten too busy. It's been a wild ride so far. And I'm looking forward to the next 10 until we get to 200. That'll be a really cool milestone to hit. Mark is our third producer, by the way. And our first two producers...
Can't wait for the fourth.
Yeah, Mark's all scared. No, Mark's been fantastic. He's been our best producer we've had yet. And hopefully he's the last one we ever had with the Aviation Mentors podcast because he's fantastic. So shout out to Mark. Outside of that, that's kind of all I've got for today's episode. It might even be a little short. I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention to time. But it is kind of fun how far things have come from shooting that little podcast episode to us a few years ago, taking mics around Oshkosh. And this year, I didn't even bring a mic with Oshkosh. I just decided we'd talk about it after, and it worked out nice. And
now we're almost at 200 episodes.
Yeah, it is.
I remember when we were in the trailer. We're just trying to do our intro.
Trying to figure out how to record an intro for an hour and a half we spent, and it still didn't even come out very good.
Oh, man, if you go back and listen to our first episode.
I don't want to. I don't really want to go back and listen to episode 16 of Why We Fly. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, I'm going to when we're done.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. Perfect. Well, thanks everyone else for listening today.
And for being on this ride with us.
And being on this ride and taking the wave of excitement with us. See, I can use it a whole bunch of different ways. And it's been a great episode. And I'm sure there's more Oshkosh stuff we can talk about. But
I'm sure it'll come up.
We've recorded 3 episodes today and pretty tired. So it was really a pleasure. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@aviationmentors.com, Carson@aviationmentors.com, or of course, Producer@aviationmentors.com for Mark. Don't forget to add us on LinkedIn, but make sure you put Aviation Mentors in the note so we click yes to your invitation. Don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share, all the things you're supposed to do on social media. And of course, on YouTube, if you're watching us live on YouTube, we really appreciate it. It really helps grow our aviation community and helps us grow the podcast.
Thank you, everybody. And as we wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.